Hi, I'm Guy Cook. What do you do when you see a not secure warning in the browser? When a website comes up and says, oh, it doesn't support HTTPS. Well, when you see that not secure warning on the website, there's a list of things you can do. And I've got it in the Google document over at theguyrcookreport.podbean.com for this episode. I'm going to go through them real quick. One, you do not enter sensitive information, like you don't put credit card details and passwords and so forth into that site. Check the URL. Make sure you didn't type it in wrong, okay? It could be that you left the S off. It's happened to me before. Contact the website owner if you do find out they don't have security and let them know. Maybe they don't know, you know, that they're having it done by somebody else and they're fat and happy, and they're writing their check every month, and come to find out they're not getting a secure site out of the deal. And the fourth thing listed in this list is use a VPN. I don't have a VPN warm feeling. My son, who's the tech support for the Yours Truly tech support, he says they're all too slow. So I've never gone past that. I took him at his word. If I'm wrong, if you've got a fast VPN, let me know. And then update your browser is the last thing. And one of the things listed is to get a browser extension called Always Secure. And, well, they don't make it anymore. The extension went away because all of the modern browsers, the updates browsers, have that built in. So you don't have to get an extension to make sure that the site's content is secure, because it's going to be if you've got a late model browser.
Hi, this is Guy Cook, and the ways to get in contact with me, well, you can contact me through theguyrcookreport.com or https://guyrcook.com. There's a contact form there. Or you can call my new cell phone number, 509-200-1429. Look forward to talking. Hi. The reason for this section of the video is to remind you to subscribe or at least like It's a Wrap.